Just a little more than a month since the Connecticut school massacre, President Obama will be unveiling his proposals to fight gun violence tomorrow. The White House says he and Vice President Joe Biden will be joined by children who wrote the president letters after the Newtown shooting.
Now, there is still powerful opposition in Congress to sweeping gun regulations, so the president has been weighing 19 steps he could take through executive action alone. Joining us now, Reed Epstein, White House reporter for Politico. Good to have you back, Reed.
I'm here.
All right, there we go. Creating new gun legislation, it's definitely going to be tough, as we mentioned. So is the president indeed going to have to act alone?
Well, the president is going to introduce these executive orders tomorrow. They're the things that the White House can do to sort of get momentum rolling on the gun control issue while he at the same time tries to push to get Congress to enact some of the more sweeping changes that he's proposing.
Let's talk about some of the 19 steps first.
The one that most of these, you know, we haven't heard yet. We know that the vice president told members of Congress yesterday that there are 19 things. The most concrete one that we've heard to this point is the president will have the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta begin a national study of gun violence, which is perhaps a prelude to even further legislation down the road. There's some precedent to this. In the 50s and 60s, the federal government did this with about car accidents and highway safety, and it led to things like we take for granted today, like seatbelt laws.
If the president takes some of these executive actions, does he create more of a political problem for himself in Congress trying to get something done through legislation?
Well, I think a lot of these executive actions that he's going to take are not going to be sort of the big ticket items that people are thinking of when they think of gun control. They're going to be more having the federal government study particular aspects of gun violence, or perhaps having to do with mental health issues, even increase prosecutions of certain types of gun crimes, like lying on an application to buy a gun.
As we know, in the states, things are going to move quickly. New York just passed some tougher gun restrictions that the governor is going to sign, obviously. Is it going to be a much slower road federally?
Well, it's certainly not going to be as fast as it was in New York, where it seems to have gone from something the governor proposed to something he signed in less than 48 hours. It's going to be a much tougher road for the president. He's going to have to deal with a Republican Congress, a Republican House, where in New York, Andrew Cuomo had a Democratic state assembly and a state Senate that was 50-50, but with a lot of Republicans from the New York City area, which is strongly in favor of gun control.